that I love the Lord, whom I've never ever seen before. And forget to say that I love the one whom I walk beside each and every day. How can I look upon your face and ignore God's love? You I must embrace. You're my brother, you're my sister, and I love you with the love of the Lord. How can I say that I love the Lord, whom I've never ever seen before, and forget to say that I love the one whom I walk beside each and every day? How can I look upon your face and ignore God's love? You I must embrace. You're my brother, you're my sister, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, how can I say that I love the Lord, whom I've never ever seen before, and forget to say that I love the one whom I walk beside each and every day? How can I look upon your face and ignore God's love? You I must embrace, 'cause you're my brother and you're my sister, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. For I can see in you the glory of the King. And yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. So how can I say that I love the Lord, whom I've never ever seen before, and forget to say that I love the one whom I walk beside each and every day? How can I look upon your face and ignore God's love? You I must embrace. You're my brother and you're my sister, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Can we say that about each other today? Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I can see in you, every time I look at you, I see the glory of the King. And yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. And love is patient. Love is kind. Love is humble all of the time. It's not easily angered, enduring the test. So always remember, love is the more excellent way. Oh, love is patient and love is kind. Love is humble all of the time. It's not easily angered, enduring the test. So always remember, love is the more excellent way. Oh, love is patient and love is kind. Love is humble all of the time. It's not easily angered, enduring the test. So always remember, love is the more excellent way. Oh, love is patient and love is kind. Love is humble, not most times, but all of the time. Is not easily angered, it's enduring the test. So always remember, love is the more excellent way. When people get on your nerves, just remember, love is the more excellent way. Always remember, yes, love is the more excellent way. I'm going to say it again. Love is patient and love is kind. Love is humble all of the time. It's not easily angered, always enduring the test. So always remember, love is the more excellent way. Oh, yes, always remember, love is the more excellent way. Oh, yes, always remember, love is the more excellent way. So I can see in you the glory of the King. And yes, I love Hallelujah.
Well, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Father, we love you so much, and we thank you that you love us unconditionally. We thank you that we love you more than anything and that you love us the same way, Father. So on this day, we submit and we surrender ourselves to you, God. Use us for thy kingdom, Father, here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Thank you for waking us up in our right minds. Thank you for giving us breath, Father. Thank you for allowing us to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, and to open up our mouths and say thank you, Lord, and give you the praise. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Levensbone. We thank you for the TMC leadership team. We thank you for this another day that you have made and you have allowed us to wake up in, Father. We thank you for the speaker that will come today. We thank you for the word that you have already downloaded, God. We thank you for the psalmist, and we thank you for the songs that you have us to sing this morning as we give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that has dialed in and those that will listen later. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, for new opportunities. We thank you for new possibilities. We thank you, Father God, for just new doors that are open in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that the blood still works. We thank you, God, that you are a provider. We thank you that you are a healer. We thank you that you are a miracle worker. We thank you that you are El Shaddai. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, God, that whatever we need you to be, you are all that and more. And so on this day, God, we just say, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us, hallelujah, after thy will. Yes, God, while we are yielded and still, have your way in us, O God, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Sharon Stowers, for just opening your mouth this morning and setting the atmosphere and just praising us and worshiping us into the presence of our Almighty King. And again, let me introduce myself. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio. And we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of their yes, we can be here each Monday through Friday for such a time as this to receive a word straight from the throne room. And we know that when God gave them the mandate, he also gave them the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. And we know that they founded this call on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have an interactive website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can see find all of the messages which have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call. You can see our speakers' bios. The theme for the year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a psalmist, a greeter, a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, you may even have a praise report or prayer request. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Friday, we take your praise reports and prayer requests live on the second half of our call. So that's another way that you can submit your prayer requests and praise reports. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday with a team of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life coming together to give us the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Inspirational Monday. I am now going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off with a word straight from the throne room. Today's speaker truly needs no introduction. Her name is Dr. P.K. Roberts. She was born and raised and educated through college in Mississippi. She received a Master's of Divinity and a Doctorate in Ministry from ITC in the Atlanta University Complex. She enjoyed married life. She is a mother of two adult children. She's a GG, a godly grandma to five grandchildren, and is embracing the life of a widow. She enjoys network marketing, was the first ambassador of artists, co-founder of the Master's Call, Bishop Intandra of Crystal Executives in her teen super fantastic pain relief organization. I will get out of the way now and present to some and introduce to others our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you there?
No, ma'am, but I'm here. How are you this morning? Great day, great day, great day, everybody. This is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas, and I will be doing the lesson this morning. Got a call from Dr. P.K. last night, and she was a lot under the weather, and she asked me or told me I was doing the lesson today. And, of course, you know me, I was kicking and screaming. But then I was reminded that my lesson was already three-quarters written. I just thought I was going to do it next month. So I give honor to Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for all that they do, even for the pushes, the kicks, and just throwing you definitely on out of the net. I love my sister, Miss Songbird, and I thank you for allowing me to trade places with you this morning. What a powerful prayer this morning. Yes, have thy own way, and that's what I ask, Father, that you have your own way in me this morning. And then my conscious, Prophet Kai, thank you for hosting us this morning. Father, I just thank you, Father, and I do pray that you have your own way, that you use me in your service this morning, that it's all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just wanted to have a fireside chat. I said something about it last Tuesday. He's been working on me with this fireside chat. And I guess the subtitle would be, Are We Ready to Really Love? So many things are happening right now, the election, the COVID-19 pandemic, the upcoming vaccine, sicknesses and deaths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So much stress and potential for anxiety. I thought I'd take this time to have a fireside chat with you. Nothing formal, friend to friend, sister to sister, our sister to brother. This is definitely a time when we should be showing love for one another. And of course, in Matthew 22:36-40 and Mark 12:29-31, It tells of the infamous question put to Yeshua about what was the greatest commandment. And here is the answer in Mark 12, 29 and 31. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel," or Shema, O Israel, which means to hear with the intent to obey. "The Lord our God is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." I agree. There is none greater than those two. Not that he needs my confirmation, but I'm just saying that they sum up all the commandments. They just elaborate and expound on these two commandments. But that's a whole other lesson or talk. I Googled the definition of love, and it said as a noun, it is an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. As a verb, it said love means to feel deep affection for someone or like or enjoy something very much. And we know in the Christian arena, we like to say love is an action word. I'm used to three different types of love in the Greek. However, when I Googled it, I found seven. But for now, I will just go over the familiar ones. Eros, we know that one. It's romantic, passionate, or lustful love. Phileo, a brotherly love or friendship. Agape, a selfless love, an unconditional love, loving someone without expecting something in return. And that's what we're trying to get, that last one. Too many people use the word love but do not mean it. When I was young, I remember the street we lived on was full of love. Oh, yeah, we had fights too, but mostly it was love. No one needed anything or lacked anything because our parents had each other's back. We were not embarrassed to go next door or across the street to ask for sugar or butter. Or at my house, since we killed a hog and cow each year, they would ask for a package of meat. There was no hesitation. Everyone just gave the thing that was requested. I don't remember anyone paying back a couple of eggs, a cup of sugar or milk or some flour or meat, etc. We even ate at each other's homes, or we sent plates to each other's homes. Are we ready to really love like that? As I talk, it reminds me of Acts 4:32-35. "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need." I must confess that every time I used to hear this passage, I would cringe. Yeah, I would. Isn't that how the people with Jim Jones got fooled and were murdered? And it was a whole bunch of other groups like that, maybe the Waco people. But that would be a red flag for me if I heard my leader tell me I had to sell everything and give it to him. And I'm praying about that because I still haven't arrived yet with this issue. So don't get scared or worried. By no means am I suggesting you sell your homes or your land or your possessions to give all to the kingdom community. No. I'm just saying my childhood example is a great place to start, don't you think? However, I do remember that Yeshua asked the rich young ruler to do just that and follow him. You can find that account in Matthew 19:21 and Luke 18:22. Again, are we ready to really love? You know, when Dr. PK said last week that she asked the Most High why she had not been able to sell the Joy Retreat, she said he told her she needs it for room for her family. I instantly thought, I think the Most High means more than her biological family. I think he means the family and others. Well, the next time she brought it up, she said that it was for her biological family and friends. So the extension of love and sharing got bigger in the picture of the Joy Retreat. I would add even the kingdom family as well. Since the pandemic, some have been stocking up on good canned goods, paper goods, gathering survival kits, and growing even their own vegetables. But is it all for you? If others were short, would you be hesitant to share your stockpile? Again, love is an action word. If things were normal and I was traveling in Southern California and a catastrophe happened and I couldn't get home, I need to know I could camp out in a corner of Songbird's home. If the same thing happened in Mississippi, I need to know I could get a corner of an acre to set up a tent at the Joy Retreat, or set up a tent in the corner of at least the garage of Minister Brenda's home. But they need to be able to know the same thing about me. This question, are we ready to really love, is really a question addressed to me first. And I'm saying, I need help, Father. Make me better. I said if things became normal again, but how long is that going to take? Some prophesy we will have a quick return of normalcy. Others prophesy that we are at the beginning of, and especially for believers, going through for real persecution in this nation. Are we equipped or prepared or ready if that is so? Are we ready to be the true body of Christ? In some countries now, believers have been pushed underground. They don't have the convenience of having public churches, individual shelter, or privacy. In October, I had the privilege of participating in the Feast of Tabernacles. We went out in the woods to dwell for the weekend, and of course I was hesitant because I'm not an outdoors person. But when I got there, I saw that the area my daughter and her family had was huge. She alone had three huge tents, and my son and his family had another huge tent. But still, there was room enough for even two or more huge tents. I told them, I love this spot. You should ask for this spot next year. Then 2 weeks later, my pastor was teaching about the tribes of Israel and the Exodus, and he said, you know, we have been doing this wrong. We have our own spots with some privacy, but they were arranged somewhat in a circle so that they could have each other's back. I immediately in my mind said, see, I was just getting acclimated to this whole tent and wilderness thing. Now you have messed it up saying we cannot have our own private areas. And believe me, the Holy Ghost immediately checked me. It's not about me. It's not about my comfortableness. Am I ready to really love if it puts me out of my comfort zone? Or maybe it causes me some inconveniences? Yeshua said it like this, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And that's John 13:34-35. So when people see that kind of love, they know that we are Yeshua's disciples. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa have been trying to teach us this. They have been trying to equip us, as Prophet Kai has been teaching about. And I must say her practical points are definitely on point. They have been teaching us by teaching us how to give to one another. And Prophet Kai's, three of her points were get to know, to really know the Most High's word and place it in our hearts. Then seek the author of the book, Jehovah Elohim, and then listen to him for direction, even in our daily activities. After all, he is love, according to 1 John 4:8. And where else can we learn the correct ways to love than from the Most High and his word? I must admit, it took me a while to get Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa's vision about this giving. We need to be taught how to love. We need to be able to release our time, our gifts, and our money to others. That's usually what we treasure most. That's how we love. I'm not very good at receiving, so it doesn't matter whether I receive when it's my turn. But I definitely have been trying to make sure I am one of them that give. And we need to be a cheerful giver, according to 2 Corinthians 9:6-9, which says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. As I read this scripture, I am reminded of when I was in the 9th grade. I was in the choir and we were a part of a club called the Music Masters. This club had a meeting in Chicago. A church there volunteered to host the event, and members of the church volunteered to open their homes to one or two students. Eunice and I were adopted by an Asian family. We were so excited about the trip and being in the home. On our way to their home, the teenage girl asked, Daddy, can we drive by some sites for them to see? The father replied, no. At the dinner, we were made fun of because we were not used to all the different flatware placed at the table setting. We were put on two small bumpy cots in a room as small as most laundry rooms. Perhaps it was their laundry room. And the next day, we were dropped off at the church 2 hours before time to report back. We were left there alone. Fortunately, both of us had enough money to buy us lunch across the street, and we waited there for the rest to return. When the rest of our group came back, they were hugging and crying because neither the members of our group or their host wanted to part. How bad that made the two of us feel. Not just one or two, but most of the kids had the same experience. This couple, or maybe just the father, had volunteered, possibly out of obligation, or how it would look to others, but it definitely was not cheerfully done. I would say that effort of love was burnt up as wood and stubble that weekend. The other story is about Ananias and Sapphira, his wife. Y'all know that story. They sold the land they possessed. They lied and said they gave all to the church. It was their land. They could have given whatever they wanted, but perhaps to look good, they lied and said they were given all the proceeds from their sale when they indeed only gave a portion. And as you know, they both died. The scripture said that they had not lied to Peter, but had lied to God. You can find this account in Acts 5:1-11. I believe before it gets better, saints, I'm going to say it again. I believe before it gets better, we are really going to be tested. We're going to need each other more than we've ever needed each other before. Are we ready to really love? If not, let's start practicing that kind of love that the Most High has called us to. The kind of love which is an action that when people see it, when they see us loving one another, they will know we are Yeshua's true disciples. Are you really, I ask you again as I ask myself, are you ready to really love? Host, are you there? Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Sharon, for that on time and powerful word. Are we fireside chat, are we really ready to love? So I will be calling you back for our benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer over our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God, Minister Sharon, for her willingness to just come pour out all that you have given her, O Heavenly Father, even to be transparent in times when we are all trying to, you know, just keep our personal business personal. She just opens up, Father, because you've directed her to. Lord, we ask that you continue to just be a hedge of protection around her. Give her all that she needs in this time, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you because we know you've already worked it out for her good and your glory. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. We pray for Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. We thank you, thank you, thank you for the birth of Minister Willis' grandbaby, whom we have all, you know, just want Father to be our grandchild too, because we are such a family. Lord, we thank you and glorify you. We ask that you continue to just comfort the bereaved families, Father. You know each and every name, Father, spoken and unspoken. Those suffering with COVID, O Heavenly Father, be a hedge of protection around them, Father. Touch their lungs. Pneumonia, COVID pneumonia is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Father God, those on breathing machines, O Heavenly Father, just continue to be with them, Father. Be there all in all. Comfort them. Let your joy be their strength, O Father, as they walk through this illness, O God. We thank you and glorify you because we know that you have already worked it out, Father. You are the cure to COVID-19, O Heavenly Father. Father God, and we just love and glorify you for it. We just ask you to continue to be our peace, which passes all understanding. Guard our hearts and minds, O Heavenly Father. Give us your Jesus joy. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. Today is Inspirational Monday. If you want to hear the playback for this call, which I am sure you do, you can post it to your social media, to Facebook, to Instagram, because this word is right on time for such a time as this. That number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you yet again tomorrow. We are excited about what the Lord is doing with the Master's Call, and we hope that you are getting all that you need from it. And I will now turn the call back over to our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room from this morning. Minister Sharon, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much, my conscience. Thank you for your prayer, for covering me for real. And thank you, my songbird, my sister, my mentor, for greeting and seating everyone and for your powerful prayer as well. 1 Corinthians tells us what love is, 1 Corinthians 13. And in that 13th verse it says, and now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Let's begin to practice loving one another as Christ has called us to do. Go out and have a super fantastic day and be the ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.